What's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Welcome back. Welcome.
Welcome, 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 everybody. 1, 2, 3, G-O-T-G.
That's what we just did for a little testing bit. I think it's going to stick.
I think it's going to stick every time before we start recording. We're just going to say that.
So how are you guys? What's happening?
How are you guys?
What's popping?
It is a lovely Monday morning. Brooke and I are here sitting on the ground. We just had a nice little chat, just catching up. We've got finals coming up. Well, Brooke's not... You're done.
Yeah, I just have to finish one final like report thing. So I'm meeting with like my team a few times this week, but then I'm chilling.
Brooke just got her cast off, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, that will be definitely.
Sorry to spoil, but it's she's really excited.
I am excited. Yeah.
We're sitting here. It's a great Monday, like I just said. We're gonna be talking about the truth about being a college YouTuber.
Ooh.
Baby.
I feel like we've discussed it like kind of on the pod, just like sporadically in our episodes, but we've never done one like dedicated. And since I'm about to graduate, this is the last time I can call myself a college YouTuber.
Wow, that's so crazy. What's the actual day you graduate again?
May 10th.
May 10th. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I have a little bit of like chill time, which is really nice. Like a few, after I finish this report, like I'm done.
So you can just like have fun.
Yeah, so I can just enjoy my time.
Aw, that's so nice though. But yeah, that's why we wanted to do this. We were trying to think of some cool, unique topics, and Brooke thought of this one. I thought that was great. Just to kind of, we had you guys ask us questions about being a college YouTuber, and we have some funny anecdotes.
Oh, such funny anecdotes.
Just kind of talking about how we balance it all, the pros, the cons, the in-betweens.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to like call us like OG college YouTubers, but I feel like now it's like everyone's hopping on the bandwagon, understandably, because it's like trendy to do it.
Yeah.
But like we've been in the game for a minute. You know what I mean?
I would confidently say we're OG YouTubers.
Oh, yeah.
Like 100%. Yeah. Fight me on it.
You were OG college week in my life.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Because I feel like you did that like your first week of college. Like it was like you hopped right into it.
It's so crazy. It was, I think it was in like September, October. And I said to my roommate at the time, I was like, hey, is it cool? Are you cool if I just like film a week in my life? Like I'm probably just going to do this once. People are just requesting. Every week from then I did it.
It's so epic. Well, you did every week?
Did it like every week once I started. I'm pretty sure. Almost every week, yeah. And they're really fun to film, but I'm not filming one this week because it's finals and it's just, I don't want to be worried about like getting content and stuff. I want to be worried about my grades.
That's the thing. Yeah. I feel like it is a careful balance. And while you could just be like, just record a little bit, like it actually does take up some of your time because
you're thinking about it.
The ways you could approach it and just even just like bringing the camera around. It is definitely an added thought. Two things. Even if you're just doing it on your phone too, like it's just, it is, I definitely feel that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about that more for sure, but that's kind of just like
a preview of what's to come.
Also, well, should we just get into the highlights and lowlights?
Yeah, definitely.
Highlights and lowlights. So
we first have a joint highlight, something that's really cool. You guys know we just signed with Podcast One, so we're just getting into all these really exciting things. And Brooke, you texted me the other day,
yeah,
right?
I don't know what made me think of it, because I think a few weeks ago, a few people messaged us, especially in the Gals on the Go Facebook group, people were like, wow, we heard your like little bit on whoever's podcast. It was like Heather Dubrow.
Yeah, and then it was like shouted us out.
Yeah. And then it was Kaylin Bristow as well. But then recently on the episode, it's Kaylin's spring break tour episode with Cassie and Colton, because she's doing live tour.
No big deal.
Just casual. If you know, you know. And she, like in the middle of it, like halfway through, I think at the exact halfway point, if you listen, there's like a 30-second little jingle of Gals on the Go, but it's like produced super cool.
It's so cool. It makes us sound so cool. It's like,
it does.
Introducing Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Brooke. I'm Danielle.
Yeah, it's so cool. And it puts
this little bits of us like saying funny things, and it's like, go listen. It's just like, it was so surreal. Like I was sending it to like all my friends and family. Like
me too.
She gets like, it's just so crazy, especially because like I literally watched her season on The Bachelorette.
Yeah, and no, it's just so epic. So go give her a podcast. I mean, her podcast kills it. It's like always like super high in the charts. And like,
and she was just on the Skinny Confidential. I don't know if you listened.
Really?
To it. Yeah, it's really good. But oh, yeah, if we can, insert the ad, that would be really cool, Will, if you could insert that for people to listen to, because it sounds so cool.
New from Podcast One, it's the Gals on the Go podcast, hosted by influencers and students Danielle Carolyn and Brooke Machia.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke.
We're like cheesing right now.
It's a mix of entertainment, tips, advice, and conversations with YouTubers, college students, and professionals fit for the show.
It's our gift to you.
Yeah, like, you're welcome. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So be sure to subscribe to the Gals on the Go podcast right here on podcastone.com or on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to leave them a rating and a review.
We both put our arms out. Go
the
free.
Same arm we like a show. And it makes us sound way more professional than we are.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. So thank you guys if you're also new to our show from maybe Caitlin or any other Podcast One Network show.
Welcome.
We're so happy to have you.
I think this is a good episode for us to do after like she did that ad because people can kind of understand who we are, college YouTubers.
Completely agree.
Balancing it all and Gals on the Go.
I've been seeing a lot of messages too in the Facebook group. Like, I found them like just on Spotify. Or,
that
like,
is so
I know.
Crazy. And now we're number, I think, 36 on the iTunes charts for arts. Mm-hmm. So lit.
And just to plug Podcast One for a second, if you download the Podcast One app, which is available on Android or iPhone, you can listen to us on there, which is
probably the easiest, honestly.
It's very, the streaming service like of the Podcast One app is very efficient, I will say. So I'm a big fan of that. And you can listen on their website too. It just makes it more universal because some people are like, I can't find the podcast app on my phone, or like, I don't have Spotify. So like, just download the Podcast One app if you're looking for another way to connect with us.
Well, so we just had to say that because that was just such a cool moment for us. And we always like to share our excitement with you guys.
Yeah. And I mean, you guys are so supportive of us too, like telling us before it even happens most of the time. So like, thank you for building this awesome community and like supporting us. And
thank you. But not actually next. Please stay with us.
Thank you, Lowlights.
Yes. Oh, Lowlights. All right. Do you want to start with yours?
Yeah. Okay. This is so weird. I wrote this down like halfway through the week when I was just like having like weird realizations and stuff. I have been so bad recently about rushing things and like it's always about the next thing, which is so bad because in my brain right now, I have less than 2 weeks left in Athens like before I graduate. Like I said, I don't really have no class or whatever, but I just have limited time here. And I'm always thinking about the next thing. Like, even when I'm out with my friends, I'm like, okay, well, like, I'm going to go home and go to sleep. And then, like, tomorrow I have to do this, this, and this. Like, I'm so bad about, like, it's always the next thing. And I've been very bad about living in the moment, which is something that I've been trying to be better at this year. And I just feel like I'm always limited on time. Like, even when I'm out with my friends, they'll be like, oh, darn, like, we only have a week and a half of this left. Like, thinking in my head these things.
No,
I'm like,
I
need to just chill and, like, enjoy where I am now because I'm never going to be in this moment again, you know, as sappy as that sounds.
No, it's true. That happened to me senior year of high school. Like, it's such a senior thing. Yeah. Because you're like, oh, I got to think about where I'm moving, my job, and, like, how I'm doing this and what I'm doing that. And got to take my graduation photos on Thursday and stuff like that. It's just
Danielle's
like,
the best taking my grad pics.
I meant the sense of you. Like, I know you have so much to think about right now, so it's, like, so fair. Everyone has that problem, though. It's, like, I'm having that problem
I'm sure you
right
do,
now.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, like, thinking, like, oh, wow, like, I really, like, I'm thinking right now, well, that's kind of my lowlight.
Just get right
my
into
lowlight.
It.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say it.
No, go for it.
My lowlight is that sophomore year's almost over and that I hate how, like, your last week or 2 weeks of being at school is doing finals.
Yeah.
You know,
it's,
like,
it's definitely not ideal, which is why I'm lucky because I have, like, a little time to bull around, but
that's good. Yeah. I want some bulling around time. It's just hard because some of my friends don't have many exams. So, like, we have, like, a Snapchat group chat. And, like, the other day they were literally all flying a kite. I was like, I do not have time to come over and fly a freaking kite. But, like, I wish I did. Everyone's just having so much fun.
You've been pretty good about, like, I watched your vlog, though, and you were, like, living in the moment.
Yeah,
and stuff.
You're right. I've been trying to have more fun, but I'm just thinking about this coming week. I just have literally three finals, and then I have one next week. But I also have to pack up my apartment before my mom comes to move me out. And I spend time with my boyfriend before I go. Like, there's just, like, so many things. And, like, you, like, have to get all this done, but you also want to live in the moment. So I totally feel you on that.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Just wish there was, like, a week after finals that everyone just agreed to, like, stay here. Which is weird that I'm even saying, because last year I just wanted to get out so fast. So,
but that's, like, it just shows, I think, the change of, like, what a year will do for you. You know what? I was thinking about my change, actually, from freshman year to now. Just, like, what a different place I'm in. Just how much more comfortable I am.
Yeah.
Not only in Athens, but in my own skin and everything. So I think, the change has really... Yeah, I've noticed a lot of changes in my confidence recently. But that's just, like, I think that's just, like, feeling secure in myself with, like, having a job and having my next steps planned out and stuff, which is, yeah, I don't know. That's a side tangent. So,
and maybe you should get into your highlight because I'm confident in that realm.
Oh, just more confident. These days. Yeah. So I went this morning and got my cast removed from my broken wrist. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone following along. I posted on my Instagram story, them slicing it off. I was not expecting it
so
to be like,
so pleasing to watch though.
Yeah. So they actually cut it on both sides and then they like use like a scissor and literally cut. Wow. It's so weird. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I thought they were going to like cut through my skin. I mean, not actually, but it's kind of alarming because it's like a huge blade. And it's like,
please don't go too deep.
Yeah. She's like an assistant too. It's not like the doctor that cut it off. So I was like, okay, like, I mean, I trust you, but it's just a little scary.
So how does it feel now?
Yeah. I have like weird like blisters and stuff just from it cutting into me in weird places. Ooh, I think ouchie. A little bit. Yeah. A little one right there. Ooh. And then Danielle just saw, like, it looks like I exfoliated, but I didn't. It's really freaking gross. I'm sorry. But I can't wait to go home and take the most long epic shower of my entire life. So
I'm so excited for you.
I'm going to scrub my scalp, you know, because it was like my dominant hand. So it's like,
oh yeah, I always forget. Yeah. No, treat yourself. Cast off, baby.
Yeah. It's
mask
just
off, cast off.
But it really wasn't that bad towards the end. I think in the beginning it was actually like painful. So it was like, wow, this hurts. But then it got so much better. And people said like, you'll get used to it. Don't worry. And it's so true.
It's like when, did you have braces? You had braces.
Yeah.
It's like when you get your braces off at first, you're like, ooh, like I don't want to
eat
anything.
They feel like slime.
They feel slimy and weird, and then you just get used to it. You like feel like you can't do anything, but you're like, wow, no, this
it's
is
so
great.
True. Mm-hmm. Even when you first get your braces on, I remember it being like it feels like another layer in front of your teeth. So it's, I guess that that's a good equivalent to like the cast situation.
Well, thank you. I tried.
A little anecdote.
A little anecdote.
What
for
is that
you.
Metaphor? Simile?
I don't really
metaphor.
Know. Yeah, one of those grammar things. My highlight was just another good and happy weekend. Just fun being a college kid. If you guys saw the precious photo Brooke posted on Instagram of us on our last date night together. We weren't each other's dates, but it was our last sorority date night, and it was really fun. It was just at this like big place where there was like greenery and there was a band, and it was just
there was like one person performing. I wouldn't call that a band.
I know. I as soon as I it's like this dude
they
singing
go,
covers.
They go, there's gonna be a band. It was like one guy like playing guitar. He was great, but like it was
mind you, it was because of the Twilight Bike Festival, all the bands were booked. Otherwise I think we would have had an actual band, but it was fine. And then on the inside of where we were, there was like a DJ, or there wasn't a DJ, but someone was on aux
and it was pretty lit. It was like an inside outside situation. It was a really good venue, so
yeah
that was fun. Was that Friday?
Was that was on Friday. And then Saturday I went to the Braves game, which was so much fun.
I know.
Like the new SunTrust Park in Atlanta is so great, and the Battery outside of it, like
big
I want to go back.
Girl.
I really had myself a time. It was so fun. Like
Little date night.
It was cool because he's like obsessed with baseball, so I just felt cool being able to like bring him, because I got it for a sponsorship, which was just
so
crazy.
Cool.
Like Shelby Church responded, was like, an MLB sponsorship? No way, because she's obsessed with baseball. I like
so
felt like
cool.
I didn't deserve it, but I was really excited to be able to like take him to that. So yeah, so it was really cool.
So before we hop into our next topic, we want to go ahead and say a special thank you, a little shout out to FabFitFun for supporting our show. As you guys know, Danielle and I are huge fans of FabFitFun. We love the box.
Yes, very much so.
So if you guys don't already know about it, it's a seasonal subscription box, but it actually has full size products like beauty, fitness, lifestyle. So it's great for all of the gals on the go out there, I feel like could.
Yeah.
I've gotten like a really cute, sleek, like designer umbrella, a bunch of like adorable tote bags, and like even there was like a Show Me Your Moo robe at one point.
Oh
but
gosh.
Danielle and I have been, we're sitting here using this lotion from our box this month.
Yes, Brooke came in and used it after her cast got removed. It's the Levito Inspired by Nature aromatic body lotion. I'm obsessed.
And it smells really
so
good.
And it like lingers too.
Yeah, my like friends are like, what is that?
And
it
I definitely
good.
Wouldn't
yeah.
have gone and just bought this myself because
oh,
I
it's
didn't
really,
know about it, you know?
Definitely. And I feel like, yeah, so it definitely helps you like sample and like try various types of products.
Oh, for sure.
So yeah, other quality brands like Tarte, Anthropologie, Free People. You guys know. They have great stuff. And super affordable because you can use our code GALS10. So check out FabFitFun.com and use the code GALS10 so you can save $10 off your first box, which makes it only $39.99, which the value is incredible here, you guys. Once you get your first box and like check out how much stuff you get for that amount of money, you're going to be mind blown. So once again, go to FabFitFun.com and use the code GALS10. Well, treat yourself moment.
Treat yourself moment. I saw this tweet this morning. I've seen this tweet before, but it just really resonated with me. It was like, you do one thing for yourself and you're like, oh, I need to have a me day and treat myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know how it is.
It's just so crazy how that goes.
It is. It is.
Well, should we get into our current favorites?
Oh, yeah.
These are a few of my favorites. Ding, ding, ding. Myself, all of my favorite things.
Danielle's current favorite is a little off-brand, I feel.
A little off. My current favorite is country music. Like, literally, who am I?
You've changed. Georgia changed you.
Well, I'm like, I don't know why. I mean, I always listen to country music in the summer. Like, I really don't catch me listening to country music in the winter. It's just not my vibe. But when the sun starts to come out and we're driving with the windows down and life's good, I don't know. Country music has been a vibe. It's in specific Blake Shelton, and I'll just do like the Spotify like hot country.
Really?
It just puts me in a good mood. I know.
So off-brand.
But, like, when I go home, like, that's what my dad listens to in the car, and that's what my brother listens to when we're on the boat. So it kind of makes me feel like...
Your dad likes country?
Oh, my God, he's obsessed. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he, like, only listens to country radio.
Oh, my God. I'm shocked by this.
Yeah, I just don't really talk about it a lot, and I don't really listen to it on my own, but recently I have... I wouldn't say I, like, listen to it, like, with my AirPods in, walking to class.
Yeah. Pop. It's more like a windows down vibe.
Yeah, so...
Interesting. Maybe I have to get on that. I mean, they always say that country is like the most popular genre, like in America, apparently.
Really?
I don't really know how true this is,
but
yeah, a lot of we were just talking about this with my friends, how much they like country. And I was like, I just can't. But if you're saying that hot country playlist, maybe I'll give it a try.
I don't know what I'm saying right now. Like, if I were to go to a concert, I'd have to know the songs to enjoy the country concert. Mm-hmm. But if I knew the words, it's really fun to, like, belt and sing.
I used to be really into Hunter Hayes in high school, though. Okay. So that was like, I don't want to eat, you know?
I never really listened to him. I know who you're talking about, yes.
Yeah, he's
good. My friends
are
obsessed with him because he's, like, cute, too, right?
Oh, so cute. Yeah. And then I guess the people who are obsessed with, like, what, like, Luke Bryan and, like, who else is there?
Jason
I don't know.
Alteen, Blake Shelton.
Oh, people love Casey Musgraves. I can't get into her either.
I liked her one album, but I'm not like, I don't understand the big hype. And I wouldn't really call her that much of a country gal, but that's just me. And did you hear Taylor Swift's new song?
Not a big fan.
Not to drag, but it was just, it sounded like Delicate. If you guys have heard this one.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Okay, we were watching the NFL draft this weekend, and she like, was there because it was in Nashville, and she like came out and she's like, my big announcements at midnight, and I'll tell you what it is, it's a song and a music video. And like all my roommates were like, what? That's like, because so she good. Hyped it up, you know, like there was like the Instagram filter for it. She did a really good job with marketing it for sure, because she made everybody like talk about it. Yeah, but it was only like a single. Not to knock that, I'm sure it was a lot of work, but you know,
country, like I've been listening to a lot of Taylor Swift lately.
Oh, that's what is it?
Fearless, 15, like,
yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That actually is like windows down vibe.
Right?
I could do that.
And it's just
yeah.
like, it makes me think of middle school in specific.
The good old days.
And then yours is something that I initially, when you first started this, I thought it was off brand for you too.
It is a little off brand, but now that you see the popularity of it, it's pretty on brand, I feel like, which is Game of Thrones.
Winter is
I won't give spoilers. Because people get mad when you do spoilers. You definitely watch it. I don't know what else to say. It's on HBO. It's an investment in your time, I will say, because you know we're on the 8th season, so it's just we're deep in here now. Yeah, but watching it in real time truly is something else, because it's just like such cliffhangers. And this is really one of those shows. I've never done one of these shows before where it's like you wait around until like the last season for like not the action to happen, because exciting stuff has happened in the past, but it's like everything's coming together.
Okay.
So it's like literally an investment in your time, because there's some seasons that it's like you push to get through, but then it makes it worth it for like right now. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Yeah.
But it's like hours and hours and hours of your life. So it really is an investment in your time.
My whole Twitter feed was Game of Thrones last night. Everyone was watching it. No one was responding to me. Everyone was watching the
really?
Show.
Really? They all watch it? Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, we do like a viewing party at our house, and we were like, no talking. But meanwhile, I'm the one like with the loudest expressions. I'm like grabbing everybody. I'm like, like shaking them, because it's that good. So yeah, if you guys watch Game of Thrones, in Gals on the Go Facebook group, we have threads going. So
hit me up. Threads. Hit me up on the Gals on the Go threads page. Thrones thread.
Yeah, people writing it, they're like thoughts, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm
like, what's
poor.
Dog?
Yeah. So if you watch Thrones, you know, big Thrones gal.
I love that. I love that for you.
Yeah, thank you. No spoilers though. So.
No spoilers here.
Okay. Also, while we're on the topic, So we're done with favorites. Next segment. We just have to kind of address somewhat of an elephant in the room. I don't like calling it that, but I don't know. There's an elephant in the room.
Is there? I don't see it. Where's the tusks?
Oh, my God.
Wait, do elephants have tusks? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Maybe, like, the males do. In, like, prehistoric times they did, but I feel like with evolution they don't have them anymore.
No, what's the thing?
Oh, that is a tusk, yeah.
Is that a tusk?
I was thinking, oh no, I think the tusk might be the two horns.
Yeah, I know. The tusks are horns. So what's the thing that an elephant has? Why am I literally so dumb right now? Tusk. They're like long thing that they...
Tusk on elephant. Because we really need to know this right now. Yeah, I think those are the... Yeah.
Oh, the tusks are the white...
Yeah, they're continuously growing front teeth.
Okay, but then what's elephant. The freaking thing that... Nose? Like the elephant nose? The thing's...
Elephant nose, what's it called? What's the nose of an elephant called?
Oh, so
the trunk.
The trunk. Yeah, the trunk. Junk in the trunk.
Oh my God.
Anyways, okay. Elephant education.
Yeah, we're addressing the tusks.
We are terrible.
The tusk tea. Okay, so we've been responding to a lot of your feedback on the last episode, and just like various guests in general. I think just like the whole idea of having guests on the show. We know that all of our listeners have very different interests. Like, you guys are all such, like, gals on the go, like, girl bosses, etc. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to find, like, the sweet spot, really, of what our listeners want to hear. Obviously, you guys have been on this quite literally a journey with us since August. So we're growing. Every episode we grow and we learn in, like, different ways. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we might not bring something that you want to hear every single week, but just know that it's not due to a lack of effort on our part. We're really trying to, like, once again locate that sweet spot that, like,
yeah, like, we're noticing some people really enjoy where we just literally sit and talk for an hour, and mm-hmm. we love doing that, but then sometimes we feel like we want to provide more value for you guys, so we try to get guests that have different ideas and things that we don't necessarily
backgrounds,
have backgrounds,
etc. Yes.
on. So that's what we're trying to figure out, the sweet spot.
So if our content for 1 week or something maybe isn't appealing to you due to a specific guest or something, obviously we can't promise that, like, that won't happen again, but not every guest probably will be catered to every listener. But hopefully, you know, you guys can keep an open mind, and we're trying to keep an open mind as well. And just like a sidebar, we are only responsible, obviously, Danielle and I are each independently responsible for our own thoughts and, like, yes. what we say and everything. So we don't necessarily agree with all of our guest viewpoints on certain matters. So just take that as you will. Just take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, but we seriously love you guys so much, and we really appreciate your feedback, your criticism. We really do.
Exactly.
Like, that's why we have the Facebook group, because we want to talk to you guys and we want to hear what you guys have to say and think and what you think we should change. Some things we're going to keep the same. Some things we're going to do different based mm-hmm. off of our own interests, because at the end of the day, this is something that we love to do, but we also want to make sure you guys are really enjoying it.
Definitely.
So we're always doing polls and, you know, stories, asking you guys stuff. Yeah. So make sure to get involved. If you have something you want to say to us, you know, follow us on Instagram at Gals in the Go Podcast.
Yeah. And I think it's, in a way, it's, like, really good that our podcast is growing. Because, I mean, think about it. Like, when we started in August, I mean, our audio quality was terrible. Like, the show just really wasn't, like, what it is now. So even just, like, the banter, Danielle and I were talking over each other. Like, it just wasn't as good as it is now, I feel.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I agree.
So I think we're trying to, like, grow with the pod.
We're constantly growing and just working on it. Just like how when we started our YouTube channels, they were just not how they are
Completely
today.
Agree.
So it's just, like, an evolution. And, like, that's how we wanted to do it. We wanted it to be an organic thing that you guys took along. We didn't want to start out in a studio and, like, have the whole bit. Like,
exactly. Yeah. So thank you guys again for all of your support. And, like, we do appreciate the feedback. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. So should we hop into
the truth about being a college YouTuber?
This is a fun topic. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, we have some things written down. We also had you guys ask us questions on the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram about being a YouTuber in college, how we balance it all, kind of everything like that.
Yeah, so we both just wanted to cover some of the main points.
Yeah, I think the biggest... None of this is us complaining. None of us want, like, we don't want this to sound complaining at all.
Like, we're entitled and being like, oh, it's so hard.
But it's really, like, it's whatever. So I think for both of us, there's always so much pressure on every realm. There's your grades, your social life, being in a sorority, but also still uploading consistently. And for us, keeping up with the podcast, and making sure you're, you know, on your social media and like engaging with people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's definitely like a lot to balance. It is something that we choose to do. I think for me, whenever people ask, I don't know what you say, but like whenever people are like, how do you balance it all? I'm like, well, everyone's got their hobby. Everyone's got their after school sport, whatever it may be. And for me, like when I come home, like my outlet is filming or vlogging or mm-hmm. editing. And I think you enjoy the same thing. Yeah. So if you truly enjoy something, it really shouldn't be something that's like such a task, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely, that's a good thing to equate it to, mm-hmm. like having another hobby for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that it all, I always say this, like life is such a give and take, like you give in some areas and then you take in others. So it's like,
and
it makes it
so worth it though, when we get to do things like Coachella or like go on trips. Exactly. Or get huge brand exactly. deals with companies you've loved your whole life.
Exactly. So I think, yeah, you might compromise 1 week in your social category because, you know, you have to meet a deadline because essentially, not trying to like brag on us at all, but I think that people, it's either you get it and you understand YouTube, or sometimes people don't get it. And we've talked about this before. Yes. When we have to tell our friends like, I can't hang out, I'm editing right now, or I can't hang out, I have to work on stuff for like the podcast, or like mm-hmm. hand in stuff for a brand deal or whatever. Essentially we're running our own mini businesses, like,
oh, we are,
in and of itself. And Danielle kills it. I mean, she can really speak to this way more than I can. Yeah, but you're better about being consistent than I am. I'm way more of like a give and take. You're like non-negotiable, like I have to get videos in, which is like really good for you.
Everyone's different for sure, but then I end up putting a lot of pressure on myself. I think the hardest thing about having to balance your grades, your social life, everything, is that within the videos, like when you post vlogs, like a college week in my life or a college day in my life, whatever it may be, people like to comment and criticize you for filming a video instead of studying. And it's just hard because I'm like, I'm not going to sit and vlog myself studying for 8 hours. Yes, I was at the Tate Student Center for probably 5 to 6 hours studying, but I'm just not going to film a time lapse immediately. You know, so it's just so hard, and people like are constantly, like I know this, people are constantly looking at you, what you're doing, like, I know, like, people are like really looking, people look up to you, but they also are looking at you and like want to criticize you because they just don't believe that you're actually doing it all. Uh-huh. So that's like one thing that's kind of hard to deal with.
Yeah. No, it's people, it's like, yeah, I get that. It's like outsiders almost want to see, you fail, but like, yeah, they want to see like, okay, she's flawed or she's not perfect. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? I think we do a great job, both of us collectively, of representing that we are not perfect.
Yeah.
And that our lives are far from that. And that we, you know, we have our own like personal struggles in various areas, but then we also, you know, compensate for it in others. Like I'm saying. So that's why I think college YouTubers, in my sense, not that you have to get an education to be relatable, but I think that for our age group, it's just the most relatable, just because of the fact that like
we're doing the same thing.
They're facing similar struggles that we are. They're not perfect because, you know, there's so many, we have so many friends. I'm not trying to bash our friends at all, but like people who live in LA and live these like amazing dream lives and go to like all these like epic events and just like their best life like every day. To me, it's just not relatable. It's not realistic. Like, that's not my life. It's not like it's more of like a celebrity status at that point versus us. I feel like it's more of like a, we are real people. You know what I mean? Like, you'll see us on campus and it's like, we look a mess or whatever it may be. So
I think that is something that is good for us and like kind of our niche, whatever it may be. One of my favorite things is meeting subscribers at the Starbucks on campus.
Like, oh, it's
I just love it. It's like, there's no doubt that if you go there during prime time, like we'll meet especially like a podcast listener, which I think is really cool. Mm-hmm. Or like when Brooke and I both see each other there and then a subscriber comes up to us. And it makes me so happy. It's so cool. Cause it's like a gal on the go moment, like at Starbucks and the class, like, I don't know. That's like one of my favorite things. And it always makes me sad when people are like, oh, I didn't know if I should say hi to you or not. I'm like, no, please say hi. Because another thing is, I will say, like, if we're like out on the town or like whatever it may be, and like you can tell people are kind of looking at you. We've talked about this before. Like, taking photos of you. I'd much rather you just come up to
completely
me.
Completely agree.
Because it makes us feel so uncomfortable. And I can tell it makes my friends feel uncomfortable. So it's just like, that kind of gets interesting.
Yeah.
But I feel like both equally our friend groups at this point in our lives are pretty chill with everything and like get it. At first they might have didn't get it as much, but they do now.
Yeah, I definitely feel very like secure with my friends being like completely aware of like all that I do and like supportive and everything, which I feel like years ago I wasn't, or even early college. I remember like telling people that I did YouTube and like people finding out and like writing in the group me and stuff, and like I feel like I've talked about this before, but it's just been, the evolution has been massive.
It's crazy now. Like, literally, my whole pledge class watches, like, Vlog Squad and, like, James Charles and Emma Chamberlain. Uh-huh. And it's so crazy because everyone's like, people are like, have you watched her videos before? I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, yeah, we I've been watching them forever.
There's definitely a generational difference, even though we only have 2 years between us. I feel like there's a huge, huge difference in age groups.
And then 2 years below me. It's just crazy.
It's, yeah, it really is, because I feel like I was like right on that cusp of like, YouTube is cool, YouTube isn't cool. And then you're like in the realm where it's like, oh, you do YouTube like that. It's almost like, not like an accessory to do YouTube, but I feel like so many people do YouTube now that it's just like, yeah, I have a YouTube channel, like, oh, I upload sometimes. But meanwhile, it's like, you actually, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, OG. I know. When people, you know how I get about that. People are like, yeah, I want to start a YouTube. I'm like, are you going to actually do it? Or, like, I so support it, but I just, I really don't like when people start YouTubes for the wrong intentions. Mm-hmm. It hurts my heart.
Yeah. I follow a lot of bloggers that say the same thing about, like, blogging. It's like, because I think people see bloggers, you know, living in mansions and, like, crazy, once again, like those crazy like dream lives, and then people are like, oh, I can do it. It's like, okay, then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. So I just wanted to talk briefly about, before we get into some juicier stuff, about Dole. Who doesn't love a tasty smoothie in the morning? The problem is it's easy to get stuck on autopilot making the same smoothies every day, and even the best smoothies can start to get boring and predictable. So why not mix things up a little bit with frozen Dole crafted smoothie blends? They do all the hard work for you, pairing only the most delicious fruits together into unique blends, like taking a typical banana and berry smoothie and mixing it up with mangoes and refreshing limes and kiwis. Or you could treat yourself to a sip of paradise with the strawberry watermelon blend with delicious coconut. The best part, they're born to be blended. Each bag is perfectly proportioned with fruit that's frozen to lock in all those nutrients and flavor. And every piece is already washed and cut, so all you have to do is fill up your blender with one of the single serving bags, add some coconut water, and then blend for an exciting smoothie. Dole crafted smoothie blends. Find them in your frozen aisle.
We love that. We love a fruit moment.
We love a fruit moment. We love a smoothie moment. I just had to talk to you guys about that really briefly. But so you guys, a lot of you asked questions. And so we're going to definitely answer some of those, but some of them I had already written down. I thought we could just kind of talk about them. And one of the questions people asked were, when people find out, you know, specifically at college, when people find out, like, they, let's say they meet you and then they find out later that they have a YouTube, have you been treated differently?
Yeah. I think throughout my life, it's, been treated both positively and negatively. Actually, I dealt with this a lot at my internship, surprisingly.
Really?
Not really in college, but, like, when people kind of found out that I did YouTube, it was, like, I don't want to say that it was, like, I was more important, but, like, kind of.
Really? Because you did social media there, right?
Yeah. So, I think that even recently, I got a message from a girl that I worked with, and she didn't know that I did YouTube, and then she messaged me. She's like, I had no idea you were, like, such a big deal. I'm like, aww. I mean, I respect it at the same time. I'm like, but I'm also not a big deal. That's literally not true.
I'm kind of a big deal.
I would never be like, I'm a big deal. But yeah, so, but I've never really, I guess, noticed a difference in the way that, like, people more so, like, want to be my friend. But I feel like you can probably touch on that maybe more so.
Yeah, it's such, like, a weird thing to talk about, but I just thought it'd be an interesting question to answer. I've noticed in the past, whether it be guy or girl, if you meet them, like, I was talking about this to someone the other day, like, when I first meet someone and I'm like, wow, I really want them to, like, be my friend, and let's say they ask my Instagram or, like, whatever, I try to divert it and give them my Snapchat, or I'll just give them my number or something, because obviously as soon as they look you up on Instagram, there's just no way to not talk about it and kind of not understand it. So, I don't know. It's just kind of annoying sometimes, but, like, it's obviously something that, like, we do and we love. I feel like sometimes if I, like, meet someone, I'm like, oh, they're so cool, and then they, like, ask for my Instagram, they're like, whoa, wait, so do you, like, make money? And, like, then it's, like, this whole thing, and it's literally, like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to brag, but I've actually had a lot of people, like, whenever I meet someone, I don't tell them on my YouTube. Like, I don't tell them. They either find out by looking me up, one of my friends telling them,
Danielle's very modest. Is that the word? Modest?
Humble, modest.
Humble.
Well, that's very sweet.
Yeah, you're very much. So are you. Oh my gosh, you're not like flashy about it though by any means. You know, it would take people following you on Instagram to know you would never be like, I do Instagram. Like, Danielle's not like that. So,
well, because so many people say that, and I hate when people say that. So
oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I shouldn't have to, you shouldn't have to tell me that. Like, you know what I mean? I should just be able to look you up and like you for who you are and like.
I think we're very
own.
Big on that. Like, Danielle and I are very big on, we talked about in the last episode how we don't do our life with the prospect of taking photos, but we also don't do our life with the prospect of, like, fame and you know what I mean? I just feel like we're very much so, like, very organic people. Like, we're not go out here being like, oh, I have followers. Don't talk to me. Like, what?
Not at
like,
all.
We are such like relatable gals. And I feel like we are genuinely like just kind people. I don't know. I can't even imagine.
We want real friends. And real friends aren't going to be the ones that care about your followers. They're going to be the ones that actually want to be around you. So if you sit there with your friends and just talk about YouTube and Instagram, they're going to really be annoyed.
Yeah.
And my friends the other day complimented me and it was so nice to hear. They were like, you know, you should be talking about YouTube and Instagram a lot more than you do. Like, I don't know how you balance it. I just try and, like, get all my crap done before I'm, like, with them. I mean, every now and then I'll be like, sorry, I have to post, like, at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or whatever it may be. But I think that's both of our big goals is just to kind of be chill. And, like, if people find out, that's cool. But it's just nothing's worse than, like, after you meet someone, they go home and find out and they DM you, like, oh, my God, like, this is so cool. I had no idea. Like, we should hang again. I'm like, do you really want to hang again?
Yeah. And then it gets
or, like,
twisted.
We should do a shoot. Or can you, like follow this account, like, or can you like send my sister that? I don't know. It's just like always like something else, and I'm like,
we've talked about this before too. Danielle always gets hit up with those questions. Yeah,
it's so hard to say no to.
I know, because she's so freaking nice. You support like people come out of the woodwork. I swear, with Danielle, it will be like, hey, my like second cousin's sister's husband just started a business. I'm wondering if you could promote. Like, it's like so like, removed.
It's so removed. Like, that's kind of savage of you to give my number out or like to text me. I mean, if the product's really good or if it's something that I really believe in, like, there's been times I'm like, yes, let's do it. Like, this girl in our sorority has the cutest fitness wear, and she just stopped by yesterday and gave me a free set just to post a photo in. It's called Lex Fitwear. Shout out to her. And, like, she approached me so chill. She was just like, hey, like, totally understand if you don't want to, but I'd love to gift you, you know, this set, and if you want to post about it, sure. And I was, like, obsessed with it. I was like, heck yeah. That's how I want to be approached, not, like, I don't know. It's just interesting.
I think that that's a very understandable angle to come from.
Yeah, and I think you do that too. Like, if a company, if someone's like, I'm not making you do this, but I'd love to send it to you and like see what you think, like, yeah, thank you, that's so sweet.
Especially obviously supporting your friends and supporting people that are in your community and stuff, but I think there's like that line between, like I said, really far removed people that it's like, yeah, they're just like, hey, I know this girl that does YouTube, like, ask her. And it's like,
I know, then it's like they're like, ugh. They're like, yeah, I'm so close with her. I'm like, are we really? Like,
yeah.
I think you wish me happy birthday. That's something Brooke would say.
Yeah. No, literally, though. I was thinking about it the other day. I forgot to post for someone's birthday. And I was like, damn, they posted for mine. So I'm bad about that.
I'm really into birthdays, too. I, like, always try to make people. We're both very, like, I want you to make sure you're loved. And, like, you know.
Yeah.
Another question a lot of people asked were, have you ever told your professors about your YouTube channel, like, in the beginning of the semester?
I have not. I have probably my like professor that I'm closest to at UGA, she like found out about it, but like it was kind of like known, like someone else brought it up. They're like, oh, like, you know, Brooke does YouTube or something. So she kind of knew. Mm-hmm. And we have like talked about that since. And like, yeah, it wasn't, I guess
but you've never brought it up.
I've never brought it up. I've never had a reason to bring it up, though. Yeah. I think I know what you're going to talk about, and you had like a very like well-established like reason to bring it up to them.
Yeah, I'm talking about when fashion merchandising.
No, when we did our trip and you had to like...
Oh, I guess. Okay, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you had to like finesse.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was thinking I'm never going to like be like, hi, like, it's nice to meet you. I'm Danielle. I'm a YouTuber.
Yeah.
This semester. Like, I'm just not about that because I don't want them to think I think I'm entitled to anything. I don't want them to treat me differently. Honestly, I don't want them to look me up because then they'll see that I'm like skipping class one day or something. You know what I mean? Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
So one, well, I guess there's been two instances where I had to tell my professor. Once was last year. Literally, this whole last minute situation happened where Brooke and I had this amazing opportunity to do this interview thing, and I had a final the next day, and I just had a meeting with my professor, and I told her everything, and she was so cool and let me put off the exam to the next week. So that was one time. And then the other time was this semester, my fashion merchandising class. We were like going around, it was the first day, and talking
about... How many people are in this class?
It's like 30. It was like a smaller class. It wasn't like a lecture hall. I'd never do that. And we were talking about like our name, where we're from, and like what we're interested in, what we want our career to be. And I was like sitting there, and I was like the last person to go because I was like at the end. And I was like, I could either say something and just make something up about some drama and shit, or I could like, because everyone was honestly like bragging on themselves. Like, they were like really proud. Like, everyone in my class... Someone has like their own Etsy business, and
really,
and that's, I would so cool. be like doubting myself if I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So I was really nervous to say something, and my professor noticed. She's like, "What? Say it! Like, what do you do?" And so I just kind of talked about it. And everyone was like, that is so cool. Like, seriously amazing. And so...
I'm sure half the class knew about it, too.
Well, at the end, then people came up to me like, oh, yeah, like, everyone I talked to. Yeah. So it was... And it was sweet. It made me happy. Like, that's so cool. People in my class, like, watch my videos. But that was the only time I've ever, like, said something to a professor. Like, in the beginning of the class. In front of my class.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I'm sure as my classes get smaller, I know that happened to you. Someone, like, called you out for it or...
Oh, yeah. That was in another... I didn't even think about that. Oh, they were doing a presentation on YouTube. And they're like, we actually have a YouTuber in the class. And then, like, they were, like, saying stuff. And then they turned to me at the end for questions. And, like, then they were all asking me questions. I was like, oh, that's weird. But I mean, if you're, like, marketing comm, like, any of those, like, areas, I feel like it comes up naturally. Like, I literally learned about podcasting in my marketing capstone this semester. You know what I mean? It just comes up. Yeah, just, like, so surface level, but you know what I mean.
Have you ever had, like, people are asking, like, have you ever made friends and then found out later on that they watched your videos before you guys met?
Yeah, I was thinking about this, actually, too. I know that people have watched my videos, but I don't know the timeline. Like, if they watched them when I was in high school and then, like, coming to college, or if it was, like, a we weren't really good friends, then they, like, went back and watched them, and then we, like, happened to become friends. So, but most of my good friends now are, like, not YouTube watchers, actually. So, that's, like, my friend group, though. How about you?
Well, some of my friends have gotten into YouTube lately. Like, they've all started watching, like, David Dobrik and stuff. Some of them watch James Charles. My friends just discovered Emma Chamberlain. So
they're obsessed.
She's so
now,
funny.
Yeah.
Like, you know her. I'm like, you know, stuff like that. But this is actually a really funny story. My freshman year, moving into the dorms, I met all my hallmates, the hallmates that I'm really close with to this day. And obviously my roommate knew what I did because, like, I told her beforehand, like, hey, I might film some videos. And then we met the people across the hall from us. It was Daily and Amanda, and I met them, and Daily kind of said something. She's like, oh, like, you do YouTube? That's cool. Like, whatever. And then we met our other neighbors down the hall, Betsy and Helen. I'm just calling them out, but they know this story. And literally, we all became such good friends, like, during recruitment and everything. And then it was, like, the week after recruitment, and we were sitting at Tate all eating a pizza. And I was about to go to Playlist Live. And I was like, oh, this is the first time I'm going to have to tell them I'm going out of town. Like, I literally hadn't told any of them I had a YouTube other than my roommate. I would, like, close the door when I was vlogging and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, I really got them. Like, they don't know anything. Like, whatever.
I got them. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Because I just didn't think I, like, had followers. I don't know. So we were sitting there, and they were talking about this weekend. And I was like, yeah, okay, like, I'm not going to be here this weekend. I'm going to Orlando or D.C. I think it's D.C. Yeah, I was going to D.C., and they're like, oh, like, what? And so I just kind of, like, I was like, okay, I guess I should probably tell you guys. Like, I do this, like, YouTube thing. They all start looking at each other and get so silent and just start bursting out laughing. And I'm like, what? And they go, we have known the whole time. We have been watching your videos.
So funny.
No, one of them have been watching my videos since middle school.
Really?
And I'm like, what? Like, when I was friends with my friends, like, Lucy and Gigi, and we made music videos. Like, I was like, what? She was like, yeah, like, as soon as your dad walked onto the hall, like, I saw him, and I just wanted to be like, hi, girls. And I
That is hysterical.
Like, you guys did not tell me at all. They're like, well, because we really liked you, and we realized how cool of a person you are, and we wanted to be your friend. And
you didn't want to make it awkward, yeah.
And honestly, had they said something right away, it might have been a little uncomfortable. I might have not felt like I could be 100% real with them
right away.
And now we're all still really close. But I just thought that was so funny that they hid it from me. It was crazy.
That is so funny.
They said they could, like, hear me vlogging, and they'd, like,
put
their ear against the door.
It's
so funny.
Would you say, though, kind of following up on that, that, like, the best compliment, isn't it, like, oh, they're the exact same as they
are? Oh my gosh, yes.
Best compliment.
It's like, because that's all you could ever want. And I think people don't believe that we're actually who we are in person.
Yeah. That,
when people tell you that, you're like, oh, thank God.
That and you, like, you're a really nice person are, like, the two best compliments.
Yeah. Like, it's calling me nice might be, like, the nicest thing.
Yeah, or very kind, whatever it may be. Like, yeah. Well, you are a very kind, very, very kind person. So, you
know. No, so are you. Like, when people say, like, oh, you're actually so nice in person, I'm like, wow. That's
down to earth. Oh, my God.
Even moment.
Yeah. No, I've got that a lot. Or I've had, like, people tell me stories where they're like, oh, yeah, she's literally the exact same. And I'm like, thank you for saying that about me. Like, I really do appreciate that.
Yeah,
because
people really don't think we are.
Goes a long measure. I think that anybody who has met us, though, like, have you ever even had, like, an experience where you haven't left someone feeling great? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People come up to me and I literally give them, like, a huge hug.
I know,
like,
we freak
thank
out.
You. Yeah, so.
Hello, how are you?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Real girl season.
Real girl season.
What would you say, now that we've talked about, like, a lot of, like, the positives of doing YouTube, what would you say, like, some of, like, the negatives are of, like, doing, like, being a college YouTuber? You know what I mean?
I kind of touched on it, but mine for me, I really just don't. It's just hard because it's like school. And, like, when people, like, criticize, like, how you study or, like, your academics and everything. Like, everyone has their own way. And it's just, like, I'll be sitting, like, studying. And, like, what if people are, like, watching me? I don't know. Like, it's just, yeah. Like, that's the only thing, like, for me. I just feel like there's so yeah. much pressure to, like, do better because uh-huh. people are, like, counting on you.
I think the culture here, too, at UGA, like, obviously we don't, like, there's several other vloggers at our school. But it's not a very big, like, we don't go to school in LA. It's not a very big, like, social media heavy focus. Like, yeah, we have girls in our sorority that, like, are, like, Instagram models and whatnot, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not really that culture here. So I think that for doing YouTube, like, being, like, the YouTubers, like, there is somewhat of a
stigma.
Like, people know you. Not to yeah. be, like, annoying, but, like, I mean, it's just a typical college. So, like, I'm sure that if you guys go to a typical college, too, and there's, you know, someone who has, like, a significantly large following on YouTube, like, you're going to know who they are. Or, like,
yeah.
your friends know them or something. They're just,
like, it's
you're
like,
more
oh,
of a public figure.
No, yeah. Like, I don't know what you, like, if I walk into certain venues, you can tell people are like, oh, there she is, you know, and not like in a bad way. And not like we both know that not everyone on this campus knows who we are, like, at all.
Oh, obviously.
But
yeah.
certain areas I know where I go, like, if there's a lot of freshmen, like, I know, like, because when I was coming to UGA, I looked people up.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's like how half the people found us, because they look up UGA dorm tour. That's what people tell me. So I do get a little bit more like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I don't.
Or even if they aren't like active watchers, but they've seen one video. Usually you remember like, oh, I've seen that girl's videos before.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like, I might not know her, but like, I've seen her before. You've like deja vu, is that the right word? One of those moments where you're like I've seen them before.
Yeah, like, when people are like, do I know you? And you're always like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, you're like, actually, like, you yeah. do know me.
Yeah. Yeah, you might. I have on YouTube. And they're like, no, actually, I think we have, like, a mutual friend. I'm like, oh. That's always really awkward.
Yeah.
I just remember one specific moment was my birthday, and I was just having the time of my life. It was also Big Little. And I remember I heard someone, like, I was just, like, having fun. And I remember I heard someone say, like, oh, like, YouTube Danielle, like, actually having fun. And I was like, all right, now I feel like I can't have fun. You know, like,
yeah, it makes it, like, definitely different. Yeah. Do you ever, like, second think things you do because of YouTube or because of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, someone asked that question, like, do you ever not post a video because you're scared of what people are going to think? Not necessarily, but there are some videos or certain topics I've wanted to talk about, and I'm sure you can say the same, but you're scared because you don't want it to get out into, like, YouTube. Like, when I wasn't loving freshman year, I was so scared to say it online because I didn't want girls in my sorority to hear that and stuff like
yeah.
that.
No, I definitely have had that. Not necessarily about, like, not loving school, but whatever topic,
whatever,
or if I'm, like,
be.
Struggling. Or, like, yeah, I've made videos before. Like, when I moved, I was not happy living in the sorority house. Like, it just wasn't for me. I, like, first semester, sophomore year was really rough for me. I made a video on, I remember people being, like, or even just, like, seeing the title of the video, like, oh, I'm, like, moving out of my sorority house. And people, like, my mom's friends being, like, oh my God, is she okay? Like, what's happening?
Yeah,
you know?
It's
so,
like,
it just,
everyone has to know.
Yeah. It just becomes more alarming. And then it's like, you want to share it with your audience, obviously, because you want to be completely real. And, like,
yeah.
So I definitely get that. And you don't want to upset anybody's feelings or alarm people. Or I wouldn't want to, like, post something, like, problematic for, like, my parents to see, my parents' friends to see, like, anyone, not even
you
just students on campus, but exactly.
It.
And that's the thing about YouTube, is that it is so, so public to the
yeah.
point that it's like, I don't even think about it sometimes when I post vlogs. I'm like, I'm not looking at, not that I have anything to hide because my life is just so whatever it is,
yeah.
but I'm not thinking about things in the background or I'm
oh,
not.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So it really is just very open and public. And I think that's why people assume that they know everything about YouTubers. Cause it's like you show, even though you're only showing 10 minutes of your life, there's just so many, like, little inklings you can know, like, oh, I didn't vlog the rest of my evening. Like, okay, who are you with? You know, I don't
like,
know.
Okay, sis, like, what were you doing?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're ending the vlog for the night, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
are you going out? Like,
yeah,
whatever.
No,
it may
I
be.
Went to bed at 10:30.
Exactly, though. So I think that there's definitely, like.
And that's honestly the only big con. And it's not even, it's something, and I never like to sound like I'm complaining. I know you don't either. That's
yeah.
just like,
oh my gosh. Not the pros far, far, far outweigh the cons. Like, so thankful for having this platform, and like, I'm so thankful for starting when I did, even though, and I've talked about this before, but like, it wasn't the easiest when I started. Just, I think it literally just happened, had to do with like the timing of me starting, and like,
yeah.
it wasn't totally socially acceptable to do it at the time, slash it was like very, very odd. Like, I was the only YouTuber in my entire town, you know,
yeah.
in my small town. So it definitely was like, okay, everyone knows who she is, you know? But now I look at it and like, you probably are the same way, like hearing the way your parents are so proud of it. And like,
and had you not started it when you did, like, you probably wouldn't be doing it now, or wouldn't be as successful as it is now, because we kind of hopped on the train a little early.
And when your parents say to other parents, like, yep, it's like her business now, and like other parents are like, meanwhile back in the day, like, I know that people would go home to probably their parents and be like, oh, like, this weird girl does YouTube, or like, it would just, it was like a weird stigma. People, but now it's like, now it's like, oh, she still does it? Yeah, actually, it's like, she's doing really well for herself. Like, thank you.
Like, she's not having us pay for anything anymore. You know, yeah. Stuff like that. It's just, like, a good feeling to have. And it's not like a told-you-so thing, but it's just kind of like, ha. Like,
yeah.
I stuck with it, and I loved it. Like, no one, not a lot of people know this, but, like, Taylor Swift got really bullied in high school. And I just think that's so cool.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was telling someone out the other day, and they're like, I didn't know that. Now she's, like, killing the game. And, like, sometimes you just have to, like, go through stuff like that to, like, get the results you want. Like, mm-hmm. everyone's like, wow, you get to do all these really cool things. I'm like, yes, I do. And, yes, I get all these free stuff and everything. But, like, there's so much that goes into it. So much emotionally, mentally. There's times
where... Emotion. Oh,
my God. You guys have gone out, and I didn't, because I was doing this video for that brand that I got those free clothes from. Or whatever it may be.
Yeah, no, there's so, so much emotionally that goes into it, I think, too. I think that the whole, like, element of putting your whole self out there and, like, just opening... I don't necessarily believe entirely that it's fair that just because you're putting your life out there, you should be open to, like, hate, per se, and, like, judgment. But
no, definitely not.
But other people definitely take it that way, and you are opening yourself up to a whole nother world and, like, looking at yourself in a different way that you... than traditional people look at themselves, I think, because you're, you know, listening to others' opinions of you, which is totally mentally draining, mental just negativity, I would say. It definitely is, like, rough. Obviously, the pros outweigh the cons. Like, the people who are supportive are so, so worth it. Like, the community that you build and the people you help. When you get messages of girls, like, you inspired me to go to college or something, like, that makes it so incredibly worth
it. It's crazy. Like, you forget how you actually affect people. Mm-hmm. And then you read those messages and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, someone, like, I've met 2 to 3 people that have literally applied to UGA because they saw it on my videos and wanted to come.
And completely, like, agree.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Or even just as simple as, like, you know, inspiring them to start their own business or inspiring mm-hmm. them to, you know, feel confident in themselves, whatever it may be. YouTube's been, I've talked about confidence before, but it's been draining on my confidence in the sense of, like, you know, people make comments of how you look or whatever.
Yeah, I can't.
But it's also helped my confidence in a lot of ways, just in the positive comments of, you know, people gassing you up in a sense. So I think it definitely is a give and take.
You had an anecdote you wanted
to
share.
Oh my gosh.
This is kind of a con.
Yeah, I've never... I think that this just has to go with the whole idea of, like, literally opening up your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So, sophomore year... Well, I actually tweeted about this, like, after it happened, because I feel like it's such a YouTuber thing to be, like, threatened with a lawsuit. Agree or disagree?
It is. It is.
It is, like, such a YouTuber thing. Really? Yes, oh my gosh, don't jinx it. Knock on wood. I can't even believe that this happened. I can laugh about it now, but in the moment, it was like a waking nightmare for me.
Yeah.
And it was just in the middle of, like, my horrible, horrible sophomore year. I was looking back actually through photos of sophomore year, and I honestly, like, that one semester, I have, like, no, like, such minimal documentation of it, because because it was just, like, a really bad semester for me. Mm. But it's okay. It all turned around.
It's all good.
We're all good now. So I was, like, I talked about in vlogs, if you guys followed all of this, you're OGs. Me, Maddie, Mariah were looking at apartments for sophomore year, and it was during Vlogmas, so I went and vlogged a bunch of it happening. So we found this one good place, 3-bedroom, like, in our price range, like, amazing location, and we talked to them on the phone. They were like, you know, bring your checks, whatever. So we, like, met them at the place. Then they told us as soon as we got there that the place was already booked, but by this point we already, you know, we're like, okay, we're screwed. We have nowhere to live now.
Yeah.
And, you know, you book up your places kind of early here. So we were like, oh my gosh, we have nowhere to live. So basically I had this whole banter, like, went back to the office with them and, like, did the whole bit. And then, it just, like, ended up, like, not working out. And I left them, like, a really, really terrible Google review, Yelp review. And then I also made a vlog about it and just, like, how, I can't even believe that this happened. It's so funny, actually. And I, like, literally...
I forgot about this.
I, like, completely, like, slandered the company. I'm not going to lie. I was like, this company, like, screwed us over because they promised us that we had a place to live. You know what I mean? And then we were like, now we don't have an apartment for next year. Like, what are we going to do, basically? And then the other options were, like, at the time, out of our price range. It was, like, really, like, a bad situation. So I, like, obviously was like, don't use this company. If you live in Georgia, like, go to UGA, whatever. And then a few days later, my dad gets a call on his cell phone from the owner of the company saying that they will sue us for everything we got, quote, quote. And
everything we got.
Yeah, they like that they would like sue the crap out of us didn't remove everything and like deal with it. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, I just think that it like shows the power of like social media. And I don't know who was in the right and the wrong. My parents were like, just delete it so that we don't even have to deal with it, and we could say like, screw you to this guy, and like just be over it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that just shows like the negative end of it, and like, you know, even expressing your opinions could get you into trouble somehow, or like, I don't know how to explain it, but it just shows everyone sees everything. I mean, I've talked about how my future employer has like seen my videos, like it's so public.
Colton saw your comment.
Yeah, it's just everything you do is
so public.
So I think it's really,
what do they call that, digital footprint? Yeah, digital footprint.
Yeah,
we talked
yeah
about
that was like a really like random anecdote, but it's so funny because I feel like so many YouTubers get threatened with stuff. I remember I talked to Gretchen like a while back, mm-hmm. when we like first became friends, and she used to vlog at like a pool she worked at. She was like a lifeguard in the summer, and she would vlog there, and like, I don't know if they threatened her with a lawsuit, but they were like, you have to like delete all the videos because it shows that you're not like not working on the job. It was like some sort of stupid thing. Like,
she didn't think they were watching, probably.
Yeah. It's so funny because like, I don't, but she wasn't even doing anything wrong. It was just like a weird circumstance. And
that's
like,
crazy.
Yeah. And like, she didn't even say what pool she was working at. I don't really know. So I think that a lot of us YouTube gals have suffered with this in terms of like being in the right, being in the wrong.
Yeah.
So that's like a negative end of it too. But obviously you're putting yourself out there, and at the end of the day, you want to get as, it's such a weird fine line because it's like you want to get as many views and like stuff as possible.
Controversial and fun. But
because that's quote unquote success is getting more views, getting more subscribers, like building your audience. But then at the end of the day, you want to like obviously stay true to yourself and like
be real.
Yeah, it's such a fine line.
Be true, be you. I don't know what that, okay, I just said that.
Be you.
Be you.
Tiffle.
If I ever get a sign.
Tumblr quotes.
Tumblr quotes. Well, that was good stuff.
I hope that we gave people an insight. I don't want to sound like negative. Oh my gosh, I'm like whacking my rings around.
The truth is positive and negative.
There's,
it
really
so many
is.
Positives. I mean, I could sit here and say all the things I'm obsessed with and happy with. And
yeah. And how it's so fun to like even just be like, oh, I'm having a bad day. And other people are like, oh, I'm having a bad day too. And it's like, okay, we can all have a bad day together. Like,
I look for your tweet.
Okay. Thank you.
Someone else make me feel better. I'm not happy today. Makes me happy. Yeah, no, I feel that. Like, I'm so excited to go home for the summer and like really work on my YouTube videos and like film.
Oh, I love your summer videos.
The summer is always a fun time to engage with people, and Brooke and I are going to Greece.
Oh, woo-hoo. My God, the videos are gonna be epic.
They're literally going to be epic and so much fun, and I just can't even wait for all the laughs. Wow.
Oh, it's gonna be so many inside jokes and stuff. We should do a podcast like when we're in Greece, like halfway through the trip, like update.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
True gals like on the go.
Remote from the hotel.
Hostel, wherever we're staying. Hostel. I don't actually know where places we're staying.
My last trip I went on with EF, we did hostels and hotels. So
Ooh. They're
always really cool hostels with like trendy people, and like they have like,
yeah, I can't wait
stuff.
To meet people. I really am excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be a really,
I like
fun
traveling
group.
For that aspect.
Yeah, no, it'll be really fun to like connect with everybody, and then you make friends, and then you connect with them and stay in touch, and it's a good time.
Ooh,
baby.
And I'm V single, so I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'll find my Pablo. Is that what it is?
Pablo in Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah. My Greek version.
I hope you find your Pablo for sure.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it. Nah, I'm so excited to go to Boston single AF. So.
No, you're going to literally thrive, and I can't wait to visit you.
Yeah, we're already planning visits and stuff.
I know. Margo and I just, I think we booked our apartment that we're living in for a couple weeks in New York. And then hopefully after that, I'm going to scoot over to Boston for a couple days.
I really want that to happen.
Visit
Brooke. I want you to be my first visitor.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
I'm so honored.
Well, I have like friends from high school that are like, oh, I'll come, you know, right away. And I'm like, I need time to move in, sis. Like, I need a few weeks there.
Yeah, you need to settle in so that when people come, you can be like, this is my routine. This is.
Exactly. I don't even know. I could ask people who work at the company right now, but I don't know what the structure is in terms of like summer hours. Cause you know, sometimes companies do, like I know QVC did like summer Fridays where you shorten your hours. You can come in earlier, like leave.
Oh, that's
yeah.
So
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. So I don't know particularly that yet. And even what's the deal with days off if I wanted to take a day off and like travel home or something. So
yeah,
I have to figure
that
all out,
world.
But I'm not going to ask now. I'll wait till I get there. June 24th.
Yeet. So exciting.
It is. It's pretty crazy.
I know, it is really crazy, dude. Ah.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on Instagram individually
at Danielle Carolina.
You know, it's always in the show notes and our Gals on the Go podcast Instagram for your weekly inspo.
Yes, it's a good time and we love engaging with you guys on there. And it's cute. It's worth the follow.
It's aesthetic. Yeah, I would say it's like aesthetic. Pink vibe.
Pink vibes for sure. Always a good time. And we're going to be pre-recording a lot of episodes. So don't worry. There's going to be a ton of episodes ready for you guys for the summer.
Yeah, people are worried. We're good. We're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere. If anything, we're just going
ham.
Ham. We're not going anywhere. We're going ham. Yeah, no, don't worry. And once we don't have any more episodes together, we're going to do Skype interviews and then we're going to see each other over the summer. So Gucci, Prada, Fendi, we're fine.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I really need coffee now.
Yeah, I've been sipping on my
black iced coffee.
Yeah, it's
been good. Cold brew or iced
coffee? No, just iced coffee. I drank one from Chick-fil-A this morning, too. So I was like, all right, this is my second of the day. What should I do for lunch? I feel like this happens every time we record. Like, I'm like, so ready to... All right, so...
I know. I think I'm going to post up somewhere and get some work done. I also need lunch, though.
Good for you.
Like, yeah. But yeah, we love you guys so much. Stay tuned for next week's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed this and got some insight. Like always, we'll be posting in the Gals on the Go group Facebook, asking your guys' opinions. And yeah.
XOXO. Chat Gals. Soon.
XOXO. GOTG. That was good.
That was good. Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Calling all Housewife fans, you're going to love House of Kim with Kim Zolciak on Podcast One.
Get ready to fall in love.
Join Kim along with husband Croy and the rest of the family as she teaches her mindset of asking, believing, and receiving and takes you along for the amazing ride known as her life.
And I thought about doing this venture. I thought, you know what? I have an eye for this stuff. I can do this.
Check out House of Kim every Tuesday and Thursday only on Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
Happy Earth Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.